Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your official station to talk Jets.
Soft has a tremendous mental makeup to him that allows him to see the game differently than what most players can.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Yes, sir. All right, folks, let's bust this show wide open. I think we've done a lot of conversation around the Yankees, obviously. The NBA Finals. A little bit of Mets mixed in as well. Very light on the Rangers. I don't know. I just feel weird talking about the Rangers. I'm not a Rangers fan. I was sad to see it end Saturday. We had the game on in the suite at Yankee Stadium. And once it started to go south, I felt let down. I was hurt by it. And, you know, even coming in today, talking to Paulie about what to do on the show, I was like, I think I just leave the Rangers stuff alone. It's been a couple days now. It's off season now. And who cares about hockey now? Pretty soon, basketball will be over. Paulie's looking at me, shaking his head like, bro, Stanley Cup. But the finals will be over, and all attention will be on baseball. And things going on in baseball. And my eyes and attention are always on baseball and things going on in baseball. And I saw Tim Anderson was trending. So, of course, I'm like, oh, the Josh Donaldson stuff, right? Like, okay, Tim Anderson's name is trending because people want to debate this Josh Donaldson stuff again. Josh Donaldson got suspended. Oh, wait, what is this? Tim Anderson, a married man, his wife just posted them 18 hours ago, only for the side chick to post him on her story with the caption baby father and a video of her clearly pregnant. You cannot be serious, Kay Hayes on Twitter writes. Just to be clear, this is not a dig at only the side chick, hence why I said married man, as he has a whole wife yet out here embarrassing her. Now this is interesting to me. I don't like to be in people's business, but this is all over Twitter, so it's everybody's business. And if you're looking for more on this, there is actually a Wags account on Instagram. Some crossover here, Wag Wednesday, Carton and Roberts. There's a Wags Unleashed account. No, Wags Unfiltered account. And they are posting all about it. What a way to announce you're pregnant. Allegedly, Ari Fletcher, best friend of Deja Lene, is pregnant by married baseball player Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson deleted his Instagram. Remember when I was talking about Tim Anderson and I had my whole thread on Twitter and I had a couple shows on here and I said they're defending Tim Anderson like he's the nicest guy. They're defending Tim Anderson like he's some innocent dude out there. I'm like, I used to be a Tim Anderson fan. When he burst on the scene, I thought he was good for baseball. I thought he was good for African-American players, for black people to see a black shortstop winning the batting title to be more interested in baseball. And then I watched him more closely because I did become a fan. And I watched his attitude and the way he carried himself and how arrogant he played. and the things that he did in between the lines, like use the N-word and get suspended for it. And then with this whole thing with Josh Donaldson, me being black, people thought I automatically had to take Tim Anderson's side. And I said, no, I've watched the series. This guy is agitated because he's losing. This guy is making a big deal out of this because he can't win. This has been going on for 3 years. Now all of a sudden it's an issue. And Tony La Russa and blah, 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 blah. Well, not for nothing. All these people that ran to defend Tim Anderson right now is trending for the wrong reasons. Crazy how that type of stuff goes. Guys got to be smarter out there, especially you married men, athletes with millions of followers and dollars and attention on you. Got the side chick pregnant, and that's public information. My bro had to deactivate the account. Tim Anderson, the team is struggling. Has anyone noticed what the White Sox have done since leaving Yankee Stadium, since Tim Anderson had that big Sunday night baseball game? They've been on a decline. I've been roasting Tony La Russa every chance I get on MLB Network. I'm rooting for them to fail. Because the little bit of, detour bump in the road that this Yankee season took when we faced the White Sox and had all that nonsense go on, I just look at the White Sox like they're not that good. They're lame. Tony La Russa shouldn't be managing, but Jerry Reinsdorf, you know, buddy, he's going to keep his man employed. Yeah, okay. People picked them to win the World Series this year. Trevor Plouffe picked the White Sox to face the Brewers. The White Sox ain't winning the World Series. They're not even winning the Central. They're not even winning their division. And this thing certainly doesn't help things. So just thought I'd throw that out there. And in between calls and breaks, I'll throw some more news stories out there for you. KM to AM, Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get back to the phones. Sorry to keep my young boys waiting. I know y'all got a lot to do. I know school is ending and you've got finals and whatnot, but I appreciate my young Jedis for calling this show. You don't know how many people I run into, whether it's a stadium, work, wherever it is, and people talk about the young people that call my show. And I have said, when people ask me, what's the number one thing that surprised you or what's the number one thing that you enjoy? I'm like, man, I just never thought, you know, in my time listening to sports talk radio, listening to WFAN, I never thought that this many young people would feel me. I never thought that this many young people would feel connected enough to listen and call in to my show. I met a young man at Yankee Stadium. I think his name was Jack on Friday. And he came up from the 100 level to 203 bleachers with his mom to meet me and take a picture with me. I was doing roll call and he looked up and saw me in the beginning of the game and came up to take a picture. I was so flattered. I was like, this is crazy. Never had anything like this go on in Yankee Stadium. But the power of WFAN and the listeners and the callers and all of you that support and rock with us. So thank you. Let's get to the phones. Young Mo out in Brooklyn. Sorry for waiting so long, man. My bad. You got it.
Yeah, how you doing, Keith?
Great.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not too late.
10 after 10, we're all right.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Yankees and football. The Yankees, so you were talking with Max Goodman earlier, and you were saying how big a stretch for the Yankees. And I know me and you, we know that the Yankees are the best team in the MLB, have been the best team for a long time. But there are some people, there are some haters, who still say, oh, I haven't played good teams, all that. So if with their next four series, Tampa, then Toronto, then Tampa, then Houston, if they win all four series, do you think there's any way anyone could say that they're not the best team in the MLB?
They'll find something. They'll find some way to pick holes. They'll say, oh, well, you can't be the best team in the league with Joey Gallo in the lineup. You can't be the best team in the league with IKF at shortstop. What I've learned, and I've known this for years, there's 29 teams, and then there's the New York Yankees. We, as Yankees fans, see the Yankees and baseball through our Yankees glasses. On the outside, they are waiting for the Yankees to fail. There are fans in baseball and outside of baseball that are hoping the Yankees do not get it done this year. So, yeah, they'll find a way. But when I get on the mic and when I talk about the Yankees, if the Yankees just get through these series without losing multiple series, that's good enough because they've made such a lead. They've made so much of a gap between them and the rest of the league and even the teams in our division. Like, they can afford to lose some games, and that's baseball, Susan. You're going to lose games. I just think that they will come out on top in these series. I think they have the talent, and they want to beat better teams. They want to face better competition.
Yeah, and I know that everyone thinks that Carpenter is, like, the hero and should, like, be a starter and everything, but I don't think Carpenter is built to be a starter. I think he's the bench guy that could come in every few games and just do good.
Yeah, and I think the Yankees know that, right? The Yankees probably were wondering, hey, how does this guy fall to, you know, being not on an MLB team, and then he's on a AAA team, and then they release him. Like, how does he slip through the cracks? And he talked about it. He had to work on some things. He didn't have it, and he worked on it. And luckily, he worked on it. He showed it for, I don't know, a couple months in AAA, and the Yankees were the first to bring him to Major League Baseball this year, and he's ready to go. But I like what you're saying, and I've also hinted at it. Maybe he's better off the bench.
I mean, I was so mad I couldn't call into you last night, but what a great win yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not on Saturday and Sunday, and it's tough for me to be on Friday night if I go to the game because it's like, all right, you can't really drink at the game. Friday night, everybody's sipping. I'm like, I got to leave in the seventh inning. I got to drive to Tribeca. I can't have any drinks. But, yeah, I'll be on all this week after the games and next week. Next week's a big week with 5 night games, and I'll be on after all those games.
Yeah, and it's exciting yesterday. Higgy hit a homer yesterday. Higgy didn't hit 2 homers yesterday. One of them was fake, but he hit a homer yesterday, so that's exciting.
One of them was fake, but it went out, so it counts in the stat sheet, and he's a guy that took 60 games to hit his first home run, so he needed to get 2 yesterday.
Well,
I enjoyed
how fast was that pitch? 34 miles per hour?
35.1. I'm like tapping my wife, like, watch this. I'm like, this. We don't get to see this all the time. This is going to be hilarious. And I'm like, these guys are all swinging just to get outs, but Higgy just waited on that pitch, whopped it out. It was hilarious to watch Frank the Tank, Livingston, New Jersey, get the pitch in Yankee Stadium, and he's just lobbing them over the plate.
Yeah, we almost got Rizzo pitching yesterday. That would have been exciting.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. We just kept hearing how, you know, he's nudging Boone, but we're not in that type of situation. We haven't had a position player pitch this year. I don't think we had it last year. Last time I really remember it happening was Mike Ford pitching. It might have happened another time in between. But you don't want to do that, right? I feel like it happens a lot in MLB. But you don't want to be going to a position player to pitch for you.
Yeah, and I want to talk about football because you were talking to Trey Wingo earlier about football. I was listening, and I want to talk about, for the first thing you said, that you don't think the Bengals are going to be the same as last year. And I don't see why, because, number one, the Bengals have great young talent, obviously, like they did last year. But last year, their only issue was offensive line, and they really worked, and I think they fixed that up this season. So I don't see why they shouldn't be just as good.
I just look at the Super Bowl hangover, and I look at, like Trey said, a team that every round of the playoffs, they barely advanced. It wasn't like they dominated their way to the Super Bowl. They had a lot of luck. And, you know, going to the Super Bowl, getting to the mountaintop for those guys, that's going to be in the front of their mind. And sometimes that can mess you up. Sometimes you're pressing too hard because you expect to be this Super Bowl team. Now, Joe Burrow, Joe Thurow, Joe Scheisty, we all know he's going to be slinging the ball. He's going to be throwing it to Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase might take a step forward. But I just think there's a lot of pressure on them to get back to the Super Bowl now after the run that they had last year. And it wasn't like it was this dominant run. It was a run where they played well and they took advantage of opportunities. But I'm just not expecting to see the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, and you were saying how you think the Ravens could win the division, and I think they could, but after that, I don't think they could get anywhere. The AFC is just so stacked with the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Bills.
The AFC is a gauntlet, and you know, it's going to kind of eat itself up. Like, these teams, I expect there to be teams in the playoffs that have faced each other, that have lost. Like, this NFL season is going to be wild with the, you know, just different players in different places, with the playoff format. I don't know. I expect the Ravens to bounce back this year. They were hurt last year, and I think that they can come out of the North. I'm not sure about The Bengals, they should be the favorites, though, like I said, because it's about quarterback play, and they do have protection for Joe Burrow. Now, they will be good. Don't get me wrong. I expect them to win more than 10 games. Just don't expect them to be in the Super Bowl. And I think the Ravens getting, you know, the draft that they had, man, they got that kid out of Notre Dame. Safety was named Kyle Jackson.
Kyle Hamilton.
They got the tight end, Tyler Lindemann. They like scooped some talent out of the draft on top of the guys that they have. And I think if they put it all together with that coach and the mentality and their culture, like, they should be right back in it.
Yeah, and one more thing about football. In Patrick Mahomes' early days, we were all going crazy over him. We were saying a ton more Super Bowls, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think, like, the division is understanding that he lost Tyreek Hill, and Justin Herbert, Broncos getting Russell Wilson. I don't think Mahomes has a shot at winning too much anymore.
Well, I wouldn't count Pat Mahomes out. He's a guy that was able to get to the top of the mountain pretty fast. But I will tell you this. Expect there to be some change. They've added a lot of different guys on that team. Like, their receivers, they're lining up with Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez, Valdez-Scantling, Josh Gordon, Mecole Hardman, he was there last year. But, like, it's not going to look like the Tyreek Hill Chiefs. And maybe that helps them. They also have Ronald Jones there. Maybe they're looking to run the ball a little more. I wouldn't sleep on Andy Reid. He's a good coach that just knows how to get a team right and get a team there. And they signed Patrick Mahomes to this big contract, but they also signed some guys on defense. I think they're going to be there. And that's why the whole AFC West is trying to load up to stop them. I wouldn't count Patrick Mahomes out. People started to count them out last year when they struggled, and they figured out how to get there. They should have beat the Bengals.
Yeah, but Keith, I don't know if you ever spoke about this, but what football team do you go for?
I am a low-life Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Sorry to break it to you, bro. What team do you root for?
I'm a Giants fan.
You're a Giants fan, so when football comes, you're probably not going to like me too much.
Yeah, but we got our Yankees.
But we have our Yankees, and they should be rocking till November, and we'll see what happens. I'm down on the Dallas Cowboys. I don't like what they did in the offseason. They lost some guys. Jerry Jones is not a real GM. Neither is his son. I'm just kind of like one of those Cowboys fans that's a Cowboys fan from, you know, me picking them when I didn't even know where Dallas physically was in the world. I was just watching TV, and they were on a lot, and they were winning a lot, and I just stayed loyal to them. And now, as an adult, as a grown man, I'm not delusional. I'm not one of those Cowboys fans that runs around like, we them boys, we gonna beat everybody. Like, I've had too many defeats. I've seen too many L's to even kind of move like that.
Yeah. What's going on in the finals game right now?
Well, from my vantage point, it's a commercial. But when I was last watching, it looked like the Warriors were in control. The Warriors are up 51-39. It's halftime. So.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, I was on after game three, and we were talking about how the Celtics were just dominant on the glass, and they were too big and too good at defense, and all of a sudden, it just fell apart, 4-5.
Adjustments, coaching, pedigree. Warriors have been there. They know what they got to do. They're locking in. It's a good finals. It's a great finals, actually. Thanks for the call, Young Mo. We got to take a break. We've got some more young guys on the line, maybe some old guys on the line, too. Call me up, 877-337-6666. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Alexa, play WFAN.
Yeah. All right. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. Let's get it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM, 2 a.m. approaching the 10:30 mark. So that means I've got like 90 minutes left. This one's going too fast. These five-hour shows used to seem like a long time. Now they're not enough time. But that's fine. Like I said, I'll be back all week. I'll be back after the Yankees play tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And hopefully we get some wins. Hopefully we have some good stuff to talk about with the Rays approaching. I don't know. My man Heraclio, Mr. Wyatt, shout out to Mr. Wyatt on Twitter. He asked me if I'm pulling up to the game tomorrow. And I'm thinking about it. But I said I might not chill. I don't know if I want to let Cole F up my night. And that's because it's Corey Kluber versus Gerrit Cole. And if Cole has another off night and I'm in there and I got to leave and I'm like, I don't know. And also I have the MLB Network show where I'll get done with the show at like 4, get a lift, and then drive to the stadium. And it'll just be a quick turnaround, like boom, 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 boom. Like, you know, do the show, lift, drive to the stadium. Watch the game to like the 7th, 8th inning. Drive to the station. Do the show till 2 a.m. I'm like, I think I need a break. And if I'm going to take a break, it would be probably tomorrow night. And then I'll go to back-to-back games Wednesday and Thursday. I think that's the plan. Got to get me some tickets secured. We'll see about that. All right. We got another young guy on the line. I know my young boy's got bedtime, so I got to put him on. Let's go. Young Jared. Down in Ocean County, Jersey. What's up, young Jared? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's the hype? What's up? Long time no speak.
How long's it been?
I gotta say, two and a half weeks, 2-3 weeks.
You needed some time off. Too much. KM to the AM.
Well, you haven't really been on for a 5-hour show.
Right.
Last was last Monday.
Right. You're right. I'm just joking. So what you got, Jared?
So I have an idea, not sports related, about the show. Maybe you can make like the first, let's say, 25 minutes of, let's say, your 11 o'clock till 2, just for the kids, so that the kids could have their time, so that they don't all have to end up staying up so late.
Noted. I like that. I think that's something we can do, right? You know, it depends when the Yankee game ends, because sometimes the games run long. But I mean, I always try and lead off with the young guys. Young Josh always is in the queue. Like, before I even think about looking at the calls, Josh is there. So for the young guys listening, if you guys want to call up and get your thoughts in, I will go to you first on the nights that you're calling after the Yankees play and after we hear the post game, so that you guys aren't up till 1, 2 a.m.
Yeah, so I was looking at your Twitter yesterday, and I saw the roll call for that man that was having his birthday.
Yeah, that was nice. I actually wasn't at the game Sunday, so I missed all that. But, like, I just wanted people to see, like, that type of stuff goes on. Like, the Bleacher Creatures aren't just anyone who sits in 203 and does the roll call. It's actually more organized and a lot deeper than that.
Yeah, I just thought that it was just, like, it's crazy how fans just connect. Especially, like, it's just, like, in New York, and it's very cool.
So let me give some background for the listeners that might not follow me on Twitter and might not have seen this. Shout out to my guy, Mario Gomez. He's a young guy. I would guess Mario is under 25. I met him this year. He's just been sitting in the bleachers, like in 203, but a little further back. So he asked me to take a picture with him. I followed him, and I caught his tweet. And in his tweet, he had a little printout. And I guess someone in the Bleacher Creatures printed this info out to pass around the section so that they could show some love. Now, I've been in the bleachers for plenty of games where we've had special occasions, birthdays, things like this, but I haven't seen someone actually print something out unless it was a sign to taunt the Astros or something like that. But this is what the little printout said. It said, add Don Cooig. I don't know how to pronounce the name. I'm trying. C-O-U-I-G. Add Don Cooig. Coog. To the end of roll call for his 88th birthday, Don/Ald. So they could, you know, all say Donald, Donald. He's sitting in 203, 88 seats with his grandkids. Let's sing happy birthday. He's been coming to the game since 1944, bleacher season ticket holder since 2003, section 39 then, back in the old station, old stadium, 202 now. He served in Korea. Had cancer surgery 3 weeks ago. He starts radiation in 3 weeks. Let's make it a day to remember in the bleachers. I just thought that was awesome that someone passed that around, whether, I don't know who it was, Bleacher Creatures. I don't know if they actually did it, but even the thought that that's being passed around Yankee Stadium on a Sunday, it just shows you. And like you said, Jared, the fans, we all connect. Somebody called me out and tried to say that I wasn't a Bleacher Creature because I was in the suite Saturday. And I'm just like, bruh, like, don't speak on things you don't know from your couch, tweeting with your thumbs about what we do in the stadium. I put in plenty of time in the bleachers. I wouldn't refer to myself as a Bleacher Creature if the actual creatures didn't accept me and say, hey, you're one of us, you're with us. I've spent a lot of time with the actual creatures in 203. Being a Bleacher Creature doesn't mean that you only watch the game in 203. It means you're part of the extended family. It means you put in plenty of games. You've been around long enough. You know people's names and faces, and you're part of our group chats and things like that outside of the game. And last thing I'll say about the Bleacher Creatures is we meet up before the game, we meet up after the game, during the game, and we meet up on away games. We do we do road trips, we do barbecues, we do birthdays, we do a lot of different things, Christmas party. We do a lot of different things outside of go to Yankee Stadium. So Bleacher Creatures aren't just people that are sitting in 203. It's an actual family and fraternity that runs years deep.
Yeah, also, the Yankees, they're just, this year more than ever, they're just such a deep team. Like, everyone, they all have very decent averages. They're all getting hits. It's
fun to watch because anybody can be the guy to hit a home run or make a big play. And when you see the lineup, right, Sunday is the perfect day to talk about how deep the Yankees are and how fun this team is. They changed the lineup 3 times before the game started, and it happened in a matter of, like, minutes. The Yankees' Twitter changed the lineup 3 times in, like, half an hour. And fans were like, oh, where's this guy? Or why is this guy not playing? Or, oh, is it COVID now? Or what's going on? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who goes out there and plays for the Yankees. Doesn't matter who's playing in whatever position defensively, where they're batting in the lineup. They compete, they battle, they find a way to get it done. And against a team like the Cubs, not just get it done, but they just absolutely destroyed them on Sunday. And that's fun. I had a lot of fun watching on my couch Sunday. I wish I was there.
Yeah. Also, in 10 games, Matt Carpenter, he has 6 home runs. And
6 home runs in his first 7 hits.
Yep. 6 home runs, and everyone was trashing Brian Cashman for not getting Carlos Correa, for not getting
Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson,
Marcus Semien,
Marcus Semien sucks this year.
Yeah. And it turns out Carter Falefa hitting .267. He's very good.
Good enough. He's good with his glove.
Trevino's hitting .309.
Way better than expected. He's great.
And then Matt Carpenter out of nowhere.
Matt Carpenter, the whole league let this happen. The entire league could have signed Matt Carpenter, and they let Brian Cashman and the Yankees do it again.
Yeah, it's the Yankees. It just, they have everyone, they were sleeping. Everyone thought that they were going to sleep through the entire offseason. No, they're not signing Judge. They're not signing anyone, and they still pull it off.
Yeah, because those days are gone of the Yankees winning by just signing the, top talent, the most expensive free agents, bringing them in. Like, I feel like these Yankees, and now it's funny, right? No one's calling for Cashman's job now. Cashman shut a lot of people up. But these Yankees, they believe in defense. On my Twitter, all I say is that Yankees defense. I say that in the stadium. That Yankees defense. Because the defense is so solid. And they pitch. So it's like, I feel like we were missing that the last few years. We did not have a solid rotation, and we did not have good defense. And the Yankees said, well, we got enough guys that can hit, and we'll get some more. But if we shore up this rotation, this bullpen, and play defense, we're going to win more games more consistently, and they are this year.
Okay, I'm going to go off quickly about the – I'm going to go off track about the Yankees. The Warriors, the Celtics came back.
I know. The game is 53-52. The Celtics just stormed back. And in the NBA, most people know this is when it gets good. Second half, really be locked in on that last 10 minutes or so of the fourth quarter. It's going to be another epic one.
Yeah. Manny Benuelos, hope I'm pronouncing his name right.
Mm-hmm.
That was also, he pitched Sunday, 3 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 4 strikeouts. Also, these random guys that now they're not random, but he was part of Dylan, but he was with Dylan Betances.
Yeah, the Killer Bees. How old were you in 2011?
I was 1.
Exactly. So you didn't even catch that wave when that was a thing with the Killer Bees, Brockman and Betances and Benuelos and. Dylan actually became an all-star and was good for us. And, Benuelos had a little bit of a journey, but that's another great story this year on this team. Look at that guy. I was happy for him Sunday. That was the most I got to watch him pitch, any of us.
Yeah, I think that the coolest part is that now everyone's starting to grow the stash.
Yeah, yeah. Multiple people have asked me, and I'm thinking about it. I did it in 2015, and I was trying to find pictures. I was trying to go back.
I saw a picture on Twitter.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I think this was early in that season, and it happened early in the season. I think it was like April into May of the 2015 season. I grew out all my facial hair, and I think I did finally just shave the beard part and go with the mustache, but I think I might have went to maybe 2, max 3 games like that. Then the Yankees lost, and the Yankees themselves went away from the mustaches. So I was like, all right, well, I don't need to walk around like this anymore.
Yeah, this whole Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson, why in the world was it upheld?
Because the Major League Baseball has to do these things. We are in a hypersensitive, oversensitive, cancel culture world where, like, powerful organizations like MLB are scared of backlash online. So They had to do that. They made the decision. They had to stick with it. It is what it is. I still don't think Josh Donaldson said anything that was racist or intended to be. I just think Tim Anderson was being kind of soft and blew that up in the moment. And obviously Tony La Russa putting the R word on it. Racist. Oh, my God, that's racist. Everybody ran with it. I saw all these racial police helicoptering in on Twitter to talk baseball with someone like me. And I'm like, beat it. You guys were not watching the games. You don't know the players. You don't know the story and the situation. But that's over with now. And Tim Anderson is trending for other reasons.
Yeah. How could the MLB believe it's Tim Anderson?
It's not even what they believe. It's just like, you know, they're both villains. Donaldson and Tim Anderson are both villains. And once they put out that suspension was to, you know, I guess pacify the people that were enraged. Oh, my God, you can't call him Jackie. Like, bro, I talk so much about this. I did it on MLB Network. I did it on here. I did it online. And I think most people know my take on it. And, okay, it's done now. He'll serve his suspension tomorrow, and then hopefully we'll forget about this, and most likely the conversation is going to be around, oh, Tim Anderson. I just saw Tim Anderson in a commercial with Bryce Harper. I forget what it was for, but I'm like, look at them forcing Tim Anderson on us. Well, now he's in the news for not the greatest of reasons.
Yeah. Now, quickly, how in the world did you become a Cowboys fan? And why in the world did WFAN accept you? You are a Cowboys fan, and I can talk to you, but you're a Cowboys fan. Why are you on WFAN?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I got to take a break. We'll come back to that after the break. Thanks for the call, Young Jerry. I'll explain. But first, we got to pay the bills and do what we do. Time is moving. Right back after this.
Whether you're first time, long time, or all the time, call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
All right. I grew up on the Dallas Cowboys side. Let me explain. Let me break it down for those of you who have not heard. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM, as we proceed. Shout out to Young Jared for coming through with all the questions and topics. And the last one he said he thought about it. I could tell he thought about it for a little while. He asked me, and then he asked some other things, and then he had to sign off with, like, but why? Why are you a Cowboys fan? I'm a Giants fan. I like you, bro, but that's something we'll never agree on, and I understand it. Giants fans will never agree on it. I will never be a Giants fan. I'll never be into that. And I decided that young. But I decided that before I knew. When I was a young lad, 4 or 5 years old, the Dallas Cowboys had already won the Super Bowl in 93. And then all the hype around the triplets. Troy Aikman became my favorite player. Emmitt Smith became my favorite player. Michael Irvin, they got Dion. They had guys like Jay Novacek and Daryl Johnson. I still have a 48 Moose jersey in the closet. And I don't know. They were America's team. Same way the Yankees were America's team. It was like a pop culture thing, Americana. I felt like everybody was a Cowboys fan. Everybody was a Yankees fan. And I do remember early on, young days on the playground, there was a lot of Jets fans. Obviously, we're in Jersey. There was a lot of Giants fans, obviously, you know, Monmouth County, New Jersey, where I grew up. But then there was also a lot of 49ers and Cowboys fans. It was the 90s. Some people were going the Steve Young, Jerry Rice route, understandable. I was going the Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin route. And for you young boys whose dads listen to the Fan and they have you call in and they have the radio on in the car and you guys are listening and, you know, Sundays come and you're sitting with dad watching your teams play and you really don't know anything else because dad put that team on you, I'm thankful I didn't have that. My dad is a Dolphins fan. I didn't grow up with my dad. So I didn't have to take on the Miami Dolphins and go through that much losing. At least I did get to see the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl. I was, I don't know, in the second grade. And I have seen the Cowboys have some great seasons. Most of them end with a first-round playoff exit. But I've had fun. I've told somebody, I've said this on the air. I'm like, well, honestly, it's about just having fun on Sundays. Like, the Cowboys have won a lot on Sundays. I've had some good Sundays watching the Cowboys win. Not so much in the playoffs, but it is what it is. I'm a loyalty guy, pick my teams, stuck with them. And I love the fact that nobody picked my teams for me. I had no guidance. I had no impression. I had no one nudging me to say, hey, you should be a fan of this. I picked what I liked. And the essence of like your fandom and getting into sports, you pick what you like, right? You pick a team because you like their colors. You like their players. You like winning and you want to be a part of that. And so that's what I did with the Cowboys. It's way too late for me to switch. And the last question that Jared asked, he said, why are you on WFAN? How did they accept you? Qualifications aren't that you have to be a Cowboys or Jets fan. I'm pretty sure Sal Licata is a Falcons fan. Gio is a Vikings fan. I'm missing someone else. I mean, Tiki is a Giants fan, former Giants player, but he grew up a Redskins fan, now Commanders. There's somebody else that's on air at WFAN that's not a fan of the New York football teams. I'm blanking on it. I don't know. What's Moose's team? Moose is also, see, it's so, a lot of it is like generational. I understand why Moose would be a Washington Commanders fan.
I'm a Bulls fan. Why am I a Bulls fan? Because Michael Jordan's the best athlete that ever has graced.
And you watched that era. I was a Bulls fan too.
And I watched that era, you know, growing up as a child. Sunday night, Round Ball Rock, NBA and NBC. And it was Jordan and Pippen and Rodman and Wennington and Purdue and Paxson. And off on
Luke Longley, Tony Kukoc, Steve Kerr, yep. Dennis Rodman, Horace Grant. So that goes against my loyalty, but I have a good reason for that. I obviously grew up like Mike. I like to be like Mike. I want to be like Mike. Like Michael Jordan was everything. He was in Gatorade commercials and Hanes commercials and Space Jam. So like if you're a kid watching the NBA, there's no reason for you to not like Michael Jordan and the Bulls. And they won. All the time. Like, that was my, like, first experience. Like, I remember staying up late and my mom letting me stay up to watch the Bulls beat the Seattle Supersonics in the finals. And that was one of my first experiences, like, going through a whole season, following a team, rooting for my team, and my team wins. Happened with the Yankees, happened with the Cowboys, all around that same time, like, 96.
Yeah, I was probably between the ages of 8 and 10, 8 and 11, and I would go to, like, family events, and the Knicks would be playing the Bulls, and I'd be the only guy rooting for the Bulls. And I'm, like, 8 or 9, so you're annoying at that age.
Yep.
You don't realize...
You don't, like, really know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on. You're just rooting for baskets, points, like, the shirt and the guy.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for the shirt with Bulls on it, and I'm rooting for number 23. Only thing I'm rooting for. And I'm laughing at all my family members being, because he would dagger after dagger after dagger after dagger at the...
Killer. Stone Cold Killer. How could you not be a Jordan fan? I'm still a Jordan fan. But where I switched was when Jordan retired. And that shows you, I was more of a Jordan fan than a Bulls fan. Because when he retired, and then when he came back, and then he started playing for the Wizards, I'm like, at a young age, do I become a Washington Wizards fan now? Jordan is washed. There's no reason to become a Washington Wizards fan. He'll be done in a couple years. Can't root for the Bulls anymore. They're not as fun without Jordan. I'm not rooting for Pippen or whoever else they end up getting. So I had to root for the home team. I started to get into the Nets, which I had already... like the Nets, New Jersey Nets, like I'd already been rooting for them. Jordan Poole at the buzzer. This game is turning up. If you're not watching Game 5 of the NBA Finals, this third quarter was insane. This third quarter was nuts. And now it's setting up for a fourth quarter.
I wonder if he got that off in time.
They're about to take a look at it. He was calling for the ball the whole way. Wow. He got it off. This is going to be one hell of a fourth quarter, because Whoever wins this one has the advantage in this three-game series, if you ask me. And I
just
think
got it off by a fingernail. It looks
count
like.
It.
Now, what I would do if I were people, if I would put the game on mute and still listen to you. I think that's important.
I mean, that's awesome. If you want to do that, cool. But if not, if you want to go enjoy this fourth quarter, it's the NBA Finals. You don't have to listen to me, but you can do both. Whatever. My guy Gino from Brooklyn said he's doing that. He says he's having a good night listening to WFAN and watching the finals. I mean, you don't have to listen to the call, but in that third quarter, right, the second half, the Celtics came out on fire. Tatum has 22 points. He'll probably get over 30 in this game, but they came out on fire in the second half, in the third quarter. They scored 35 in that quarter. I think it caught the Warriors off guard a little bit. The Warriors score 24, and Jordan Poole just hit that long three-pointer at the buzzer to put them up by one going into this fourth, but they also scored 24 points in the second. If the Celtics can hold them to 24 points, they'll win this game. Now it's time for Steph Curry to step up. Now it's time for Klay Thompson to step up, Jordan Poole to step up, Wiggins, these guys that score the basketball. Now it's time for them to step up and close this fourth quarter, and it's time for the Celtics defense to see if they can lock them down. This is going to be a good one. But, all right, enough from the NBA Finals, my fandom. I am a Yankees fan, Cowboys fan, Brooklyn Nets basketball fan, New Jersey Devils fan, and that's just how we're rocking. That's just how it's going to be. And you can judge me, but that's whatever. Like, it's sports. Pick who you like, root for who you like, stay loyal to them. You won't catch me switching sides. I'll talk about everybody's team. I can't wait to talk about the Jets and Giants. I like the Jets a little bit. Giants, no way. But it is what it is. Call me up, and we'll get to your calls for the last hour. It's just going to be call after call after call after call. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.